everybody, and welcome to the DestroProbs.com podcast. As always, the podcast is brought to you by a fuck ton of sponsors, but today it is brought to you by Busted Tees, where for a limited time only, you can use the promo code GETCOMFY, and you will only have to pay $30 for hoodies. This excludes monster hoodies, but everything else, $30. Just head on over to BustedTees.com and you by the click of the link on the bottom of the page or any of the banners on the site, and use the promo code GETCOMFY and get a few bucks off the cost of a hoodie. Or if you feel like paying full price for a hoodie, why not head over to DestroProbs.com/store. We have hoodies and stuff. Yeah. So, and we are still accepting shirt and hoodie design art stuffs. We are only accepting art now. But if you have some art that you think would make a good shirt, or if you see some design in the forums that you like and want to make it into a shirt, then please send it to bobby1@DestroProbs.com or post it in the teacher's design thread on the forums. If we like it, we'll make it into a shirt, and we will pay you based on how well that shirt sells. If you just post ideas, we appreciate it, but we won't be able to pay you. With art, we'll pay you. So again, that's distroprods.com/store, and if you have some art, Bovie1, or put in the forums. While the next thing doesn't have t-shirts or art or hoodies or paying you, you can be paying to help save some kids. So head over to distroprods.com/extralife and join the team, or join the team helps fundraise, or just donate. All donations are tax deductible, and all proceeds go directly to the hospitals that we are supporting. So we only have a few. Do we only have a few days left, or has it already been happening? I can't remember.
On the day this is uploaded, yeah, it's on the 20th. So on the day this is uploaded, we have three days left.
Yeah, so we currently have just over 200, I think, and we are trying to raise 1,000. So please, any donations you can give will be greatly appreciated, and it goes to a good cause. So that's DestroProbs.com/extralife. It's all in word. I am your host, the Dead Man. Today we have Bodhi on.
Hello.
And Steven.
Hi.
You are enthusiastic.
I am.
Well, why don't you start us off then? What have you been reading?
Okay. I'll start with The Amazing Spider-Man.
Why'd you say it like a 7-year-old?
Because it's amazing.
So?
I don't know. I just wanted to make it sound more exciting than this issue actually was. Issue 695 was boring.
Not a lot happens in it.
It's like the first part of an arc, so it's like, I guess I can understand why you're setting everything up.
But still, like, it with issue 694 and ended, Hobgoblin is back.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh god, it's going to be a huge fight. And then this one's like, man.
And it was just, like the Alpha arc ended on a whimper. And now this one's starting on a whimper. And it's just like Peter, something happens. I forget what, but like his spider sense is going out of whack. So he sees every possible threat.
Yeah, isn't it like the Kingpin like is using Horizon Tech to like fuck with the spider sense using those spider sense jammers?
Yeah.
And then like Madam Web sees Marvel now.
I can see everything.
Yeah, just yeah.
That's such a weird thing.
Yeah.
I can see everything.
Yeah, she says it twice.
Hmm. Yeah, it's really weird. So she can see everything and Peter can sense everything. And there's a little page about breast cancer that was nice. I'm just looking at it. Know what's going to be great?
What?
Issue 696, because I know it's going to do that cover that they always do with Spider-Man tied up behind a goblin flyer, and like they're going to be flying in the air, and he's all tied up. But instead of the Green Goblin, this time it'll be Hobgoblin. They do it every single time.
But which one?
Phil.
Maybe he's
tied because he captures him at the end.
Maybe he's tied to two Hobgoblins. You don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, like while they're fighting, like old Hobgoblin was like throwing pumpkin bombs at him on his glider, but then like new Hobgoblin is just flying around with his flame sword.
That'd be cool. And Spider-Man, I like flame swords.
And Spider-Man just tied up. It's like, whenever you guys are ready.
Yeah. I don't know, but
Marvel,
like,
call me. I'll do covers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's lame. So I'll talk about Action Comics 13, the Halloween issue.
Yes, this
this one's about ghosts.
Yeah, with Crypto.
Yeah, that was nice. I like that.
Yeah, like the secondary story in that was really good. I really liked that.
Yeah, the main story was lame.
Yeah, it was like it had a like heartwarming ending, but the rest of it was just kind of, hey, yeah, this guy who you'd never see before comes out of the Phantom Zone.
Ooh. Yeah. It was supposed to be spooky, I think, because ghosts. But it wasn't, because it was just the whole time Superman's like, I'm stuck, and this is unfortunate. I don't like this.
Yeah, and then like the entire time, the villain just monologuing.
Yeah. Oh, and the Phantom Stranger's there, too, out of nowhere, which makes literally no sense. Because he's in the Phantom Zone, and why? I don't know.
Because he's...
Is he a ghost?
Ooh.
I guess it's because he's a ghost.
Maybe because he's Phantom? Like, he's not, I'm not sure if he's actually a ghost. He's just, like, a guy who was dropped on Earth by the god, or like, either god or, like the Council of Wizards at the Rock of Eternity, and then they give him a cloak and a hat.
And a hat.
Well, they don't actually give him the hat. It never explains where the hat came from.
I think it's just, it goes well with the cloak, so he just wore it.
No, like, when it first shows up, he actually has, like, a full cloak that has a hood on it. But then it flash forwards to later, and he just has a very high collar on the cloak, and the cloak has also changed design a bit, and now he has a hat.
Maybe that's what the Phantom Stranger ongoing will be about.
It's not. It's about him doing horrible things and somehow redeeming himself for doing a horrible thing.
Oh, that's just as lame.
Yeah, it's so fucking stupid. Like, I'm not going to get too much into it, but... At the end of issue one, he fucks over Raven, and then that actually like causes one of his silver coins to drop off, meaning that one of his debts has been repaid.
Ah,
yeah, he has 30 debts to work off to God or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's fucking Judas. Because
yeah,
but yeah, he just fucks this girl over who's like, she's in trouble. She has no idea. She's like, oh my god, my dad's a demon. He's coming to get me. Like, I need your help, please. We need to get out of here. And then he takes her directly to her father.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, and then, hey, debt repaid, fuck off.
That's not how that works. That should be another debt, because that made that girl's life more difficult.
God told him to do it.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, so, hey, don't worry about being evil, kids. God told you to do it.
Yeah. Anyways, Dr. Manhattan, number two, is okay. It actually, well, no. It's a bit more than okay, because it's all like, what if I did this? It's pretty much just like, all just, what if I did this, but what if I did that?
Yeah, I gave up on Dr. Manhattan after the first issue.
Yeah, I don't know. It's okay. It's one, in my opinion, it's one of the better ones. I'm still reading all of them.
Yeah, I've stopped reading, still on the fence about whether I should keep reading Rorschach and Night Owl.
Mm.
I stopped fucking Minutemen after the first issue. I stopped Ozymandias after the first issue. I stopped Dr. Manhattan after the first issue. I stopped The Comedian after the first issue. Actually, I stopped The Comedian halfway through the first issue.
Yeah, threw it away?
No, I just like reading it. I got to the halfway point. It's like, I'm never going to read this again.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why I keep reading them, because I'm like, I'm spending too much money on comics, but I don't do anything about it.
Yeah, just read Silk Spectre. That's the only good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. The art's nice in Dr. Manhattan. I like that. And the cover of this issue is really cool. But that shouldn't be enough to justify why I spent $3.99 on it.
Wait, I thought DC's thing was drawing the line at $2.99.
No. That was about for, like, what, 2 months they did that? And then the new 52 came, and they're like, well, it's $2.99, but some issues are longer than others, so they should cost more. Because they literally are longer because they have those, like,
secondary stories.
Yeah. And I'm just like, come on now. No one reads those. Sometimes people do.
I force myself to.
I don't for Before Watchmen, but I do for
Source. Before Watchmen, fuck Before Watchmen. That's not a fucking secondary story. That is an entirely different comic.
Yeah, it's dumb. Makes things more difficult. But speaking of things, see that segue?
Yeah.
Speaking of things.
That was a segue.
Yeah. So Batman 13.
Yes.
Death of the Family started.
Death of the motherfucking family.
Oh my god, someone's going to die, and it's probably, oh my God, who wants to take bets on who's going to die?
I got the over-under on Jason Todd.
I think it's going to be Damian.
Oh, I kind of hope it's Damian, actually.
Because Jason Todd's got his own book.
It is Todd's own book, but I just want Robin to die, because fuck Damian. Like, seriously, that kid is awesome, but fuck him.
Yeah.
Like, he's been getting better since he got the dog.
Yeah.
And actually,
but I think that'll make his death more meaningful.
Oh, yeah, like, did you read Batman and Robin 13?
I did.
Fucking zombies?
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to talk about it.
God, it's...
It was lame.
Yeah, but I'm... So, is Batman and Robin going to be tied into the whole Death of the Family thing? Like, because I got the, Death of the Family preview thing that shows all the covers for the issues.
Hmm.
And I couldn't see a Batman and Robin cover in there. Like, I saw Teen Titans, I saw Red Hood, and the Red Hood cover was actually fucking awesome.
Red Hood one's going to be awesome. Batman and Robin's in December.
Like, the cover was so good. Like, it had the Red Hood mask, but it was, like, cracked. It was, like, horribly cracked, so you could see the huge smile peering out from behind it.
Yeah, that was cool.
So awesome.
Yeah. It's like October just preludes and just in Batgirl and Catwoman.
Yeah, and then
Then November it's Batman, Batgirl, Catwoman, Suicide Squad. And then like December and January it's anyone who's in the Bat family.
Wait, Suicide Squad's gonna be involved in that? What, because Harley Quinn's on the team?
Yeah, because Harley Quinn's on the team.
Which is when does this take place in the timeline? Because Harley Quinn is still in the Mayan jungle. So how could she... So, like, does this take place after Suicide... Like, Batman 13 take place after Suicide Squad 13?
Probably.
Because Harley Quinn's in Gotham. And, that fucking issue.
Of what?
I love Batman 13.
Yeah, no, it's really great. Joker's new look is so scary.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's actually really bizarre that they took the Joker and made him even more dark and twisted.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Like, Harley Quinn is even afraid of him.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be such a good, like, thing that's happening.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
I'm really pumped. And, Vovi,
start reading all the Batman-related issues of the New 52 so you can get in on this.
Yeah. I am literally searching for it now. Before you told me to do it.
It is so good.
A lot of people think Alfred's going to die, but I don't think so.
I hope he doesn't.
Like that, I think that'd just be too much.
Yeah, like...
I think that would cross a line.
That's essentially Batman's dad.
Yeah. Killing his son's okay, but not his dad.
Yeah, like... His son's a whiny little bitch who only started getting like more likable when I saw him like cut the wings off a mutant bat ninja.
That was cool.
Yeah, but Alfred's been awesome throughout the entire thing. Like,
yeah,
like I remember like when I was reading the Zero issues, most of the stories that I really liked were like Alfred centric.
Yeah, that's accurate. Just man, this is like I don't know. I'm just really excited. Someone hinted Nightwing might die. Because someone's like, you better not kill off Dick. And the writer was like, who says Dick has to be Nightwing? Or is like, who said Dick's the only Nightwing or something stupid like that? I'm like, that'd be dumb.
Yeah, Dick is the only Nightwing.
Yeah, see it? Well, not according to Smallville.
Fuck Smallville.
Wait, what? Because in the Smallville comic, season 11,
oh, fuck.
It's Barbara Gordon, and it was going to be Stephanie Brown.
Barbara Gordon. Ow. Ow.
Your brain hurts?
Is that your brain dying?
A bit, yeah.
Mm. I was pumped for Stephanie Brown, because I like Stephanie Brown.
I feel so like part of
why is it Barbara? That's lame.
I feel like part of my brain just atrophied.
That sucks. That's unfortunate.
No, I can't remember how to type.
Oh, no. Website's closed.
it still has some voice to text.
Voice to text.
Yeah, I'm sure that would go really well with your grammar and spelling Nazi brain.
Also, Earth 2 is getting better.
Yeah,
I was almost going to drop Earth 2, but then I read Earth 2-5, and I was like, hey, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, like, oh, man, they... Yeah, I'm wondering if they're going to be tying like Earth 2 into what's happening with Rotworld and Animal Man and a Swamp Thing.
Oh, maybe.
Because from what it sounds like, Solomon Grundy is the avatar of the Rot, and Alan Scott is the avatar of the Green.
Yeah. Well, Alan Scott, yeah.
But so then I wonder who's going to be the avatar for the Red.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't even know. Maybe, I don't know. I can't even think of who they're missing right now of the JLA. Or JSA, I should say.
Yeah, JSA. So they got Green Lantern, they got the Flash, they got a Hawk person.
They introduced Sandman.
Yeah. Atom.
Yeah, the Atom's pretty cool.
They don't have a Bat person.
No.
Or a
Wonder. A Bat person's not really a Justice Society thing.
What about Black Panther?
Wildcat.
Wildcat, yeah.
Wildcat, maybe. I think Wildcat's supposed to be coming soon. I don't know. But man, Earth 2, like, I'm pretty pumped for Earth 2 because I like Alan Scott a lot more. And because I was like, he's kind of lame, but this issue got really cool, and the Flash got even cooler.
Yeah, and
the Flash is just happy to help, and that's why I like him.
And the Atom's just a dick.
The Atom's a huge dick, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, I'm going to do this. And they're like, you should help. And they're like, no.
It's like, fuck you, you're under arrest.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. So that's pretty much it for me.
Okay.
That I'm going to talk about.
Okay, moving on. What have you been reading?
All right. So I guess I'll start off with the Ultimate Spider-Man.
Okay.
I'm into part 6 of the Clone Saga, which is issue 102.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's the end of the Clone Saga?
End? Can't be quite yet.
I don't know. Like, I can't.
It's the revelation of Otto Octavius is the end of this issue.
Oh, yeah. So I guess I got one more part.
Yeah. So I guess it's a 7-part Clone Saga, which is a pretty short Clone Saga, but whatever. It's mostly been good. Mary Jane turned into a werewolf.
Yeah, like. Yeah, but like what you said, short. Like, that thing could have been 20 issues and it still would have been short compared to the actual Clone Saga.
Well, yeah.
Oh, man, the actual Clone Saga? Come on.
That shit ran for decades.
It did. And it was all awful and everyone hated it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, Mary Jane had a miscarriage, but oh, wait, no, she didn't. Her baby was kidnapped by Norman Osborn. And then, oh, wait, Aunt May dies. And, oh, no, wait, she's a clone.
Clones!
Yeah. And then Peter sells his marriage to Satan to save her. Actually gets shot again because of Tony Stark. Because he was sober.
I'm not going to talk about One More Day. I'm never going to talk about One More Day because I just choose to ignore it.
Yeah, I actually jumped into Spider-Man right around the time One More Day was happening.
Yeah, I know, me too. And just like, now that like,
yeah,
I've seen what it is and I've seen pretty much after I've seen everything after, I'm like, One More Day is really unnecessary.
Yeah,
and they wanted to separate Peter and MJ, and just like it was just so unnecessary.
Yeah, God, it's like, why did Satan want their marriage?
Editorial.
Well, just say I want one of your souls, and just like take Mary Jane's soul or something because she can't. It's like Peter needs a soul, and but Mary Jane is like, I'm expendable here. Take mine, and she can't love him anymore, so they break up.
Yeah, see, that would have been cool.
Boom, there we go.
Boom.
But Mary Jane's a redhead. She can't give up her soul. She doesn't have one.
I get that
joke. I doubt she's a natural redhead. She doesn't have freckles.
Yeah, she's a model.
Yeah.
So it's probably fake.
Yeah, genders aren't models.
There are gender models, but they're never models anyone cares about.
Yeah, they're never supermodels.
Yeah, that's right. Supermodels. Yeah.
So you were saying, Bobby?
I gotta say, in this short little arc here, Nick Fury has been quite a dick.
Yes, he has.
It's because it's the Ultimate Universe, and most people are dicks.
No, Tony Stark is awesome.
Okay,
he's not a dick. He's drunk all the time.
Yeah, as long as Tony Stark is drunk, he's fine.
Yeah,
which is why that really. About the movie universe having Planet Hulk happening, because that might happen. So then Tony Stark might become sober.
Yeah, like, that'll be the thing. Like, hey, Planet Hulk's happening. You see, it's like Tony Stark goes to take a drink and then puts it down. Like countdown to the end of the earth. Start.
Which would actually be terrible because part of the appeal to movies is how entertaining Tony Stark is.
Yeah, because he's constantly sauced.
But yeah, I noticed that like twice in an issue. No, twice in two issues, they had one of the female characters transform into some monstrosity and then turn back naked. And, you know, being able to show it, trying to show as much as they can.
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes a certain amount of sense. Like, if you turn into a giant monster, would you keep all your clothes on? I doubt it.
No, but they even went to the extent of having Norman Osborn usually have something on.
Yeah, that's because he transformed multiple times, and so he was used to it. These people, it's the first time transforming.
But, you know, Gwen Stacy turns into Carnage. Clothes left.
Which is slime. So the clothes would just, like, fall through her.
Except you didn't see any clothes, so I assumed the clothes were, like, part of her.
Yeah, actually, that was the thing. Like, I saw her in later issues, I saw her transform and then change back. She still had clothes on.
Ah, you see?
Yeah, and then, when she loses I don't want to spoil it, but there is a point where she changes and then changes back with clothes.
So, yeah. And that's also kind of Sorry, go ahead.
It's also kind of skeevy considering the fact that they're both 16.
Yeah.
That's something a lot of people always forget. Like, most of the main people in, like, Spider-Man stuff, a lot of them are underage.
Even worse, look up the character bios for Fairy Tail. That'll freak you right out.
Oh yeah, Lucy, isn't she, like, how old? They're all really young.
She's 17. Erza's, like, I think she's 19 at maximum, but that's off topic.
Yeah, so we'll save that for next Thursday. So yes, continue on.
But yeah, I really liked the reveal of the woman version of Peter. Like, the way they did the face being almost exactly the same and yet working perfectly for a woman, I kind of found hilarious because it's like, you're a woman.
Yeah.
And then it hit me. I'm like, oh god, the female Peter Parker is the hottest woman of this entire series. Just look at all their faces.
I have no shame in that.
Just look at all their faces, and hers looks the best.
Kind of like Aunt May.
You like Aunt May?
Yeah, like Ultimate Aunt May.
I kind of like...
Damn, Dead Man.
Jane. Now. Like, when I saw her in Spider-Man, I was like, hey, that's pretty cute.
Yeah,
like the thick frame glasses and stuff.
Yeah, now she has hipster glasses.
Yeah, I'm all about that. I love hipsters.
Fucking hipsters.
I love hipsters. They're the best. They like the things I like.
They're worse than Teamsters.
Teamsters?
Yeah, but they like the things you like for all the wrong reasons.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like you may like something for actual artistic reasons or something, and they'll be like, it's like I liked it before it was mainstream. Yeah. While drinking their Pabst Blue Ribbons.
I saw a wonderful image of the difference between a homeless person and a hipster, and the only difference is that all the hipster stuff is expensive and quote unquote ironic, and they have an iPod.
No, wait, wouldn't they have Zunes?
They'd have,
Because, like, iPods are too mainstream.
Well, at home, they listen to it on vinyl, but to have it portable, they don't care.
On vinyl. I have a lot of friends who listen to vinyl.
Well, they should care. They should have, like, a backpack vinyl player.
That'd be cool.
Those exist, but they're horribly expensive. You usually only play 45s.
Perfect for hipsters.
Hipsters. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back on topic.
But yeah, Clone Saga. It's going to be interesting to see how this ends.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent ending. And the fallout of it is kind of weird, especially with Johnny Storm.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, that happens. Anyone who knows what I'm talking about. But they haven't done anything else with it. Like, I kind of want to see how that turns out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like,
I haven't read it, but I know what happens.
We haven't seen Spider-Woman since Ultimate Comics got reborn.
Wasn't she? She was in Spider-Man, wasn't she? Spider-Man. I think for like a panel.
No, wait. Actually, she was in Ultimate Spider-Man.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, she punched Miles Morales on his first night out.
Right, right, right. Because she was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh."
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, that's all we've seen of her. Like, I want to see more of her. I want to see her involved with Johnny Storm, who is still in New York, despite everything that's happening with the X-Men. He's still in New York.
Johnny Storm. That's my Johnny Storm song.
It's not good.
Sorry.
So yeah, Bobby, anything else?
Issue 101 of The Walking Dead.
Ah, yes.
I gotta say, I expected there to be more impact from what just happened in issue 100.
Yeah, it's a lot of just moving around for the next couple of issues.
Like, as for moving on from the actual death of the character of them, oh, we've already spoiled this, haven't we? I'm not going to spoil it again.
Death of Glenn.
From the death of Glenn, they're just
We're 3 issues past that now.
They just sort of move on very quickly, which, you know, I understand. It's the zombie apocalypse. You move on from people dying pretty quickly. I mean, Maggie did have that great scene of beating the shit out of Rick and Carl pulling a gun on Maggie, and then Sophia, who, by the way, isn't dead, jumped on Carl. It's a big fight.
Yeah, she kind of had a mental break after Carol died.
So yeah, that was a good scene. But the attack on their town, I honestly thought more was going to happen with that. I was worried. I'm like, don't let anything happen to Andrea, because they were building it up. They were totally making it seem like something was going to happen to Andrea. And I'm like, no, not Andrea. And then they killed Glenn, and I'm like, fuck, not both of them.
Yeah, like, because in the comics, Andrea is actually a likable character.
Oh my god, is she ever a likable character.
Yeah, but, oh god, the show. Oh god, the show.
Honestly, I'm starting to like almost all of the characters better in season 3. But we'll talk about that whenever we get a chance to record that spoiler cast, which I'm not sure when we can do that.
Yeah. I'm liking Rick a lot more, because now he's just actually saying that he's actually trying to avoid Lori because she realizes that she's a crazy bitch.
And I'm a bit more of a fan of Carl in the show as well.
Yeah, Carl's actually doing shit.
The moment they showed him, I'm like, wow, he's looking pretty awesome. He's carrying a gun with an awesome homemade silencer.
Yeah, which doesn't completely silence the gun. It's actually a suppressor, which I was actually kind of a fan of. So yeah, moving on,
yeah.
You can keep talking about 101. I'm just moving on from this.
Okay. So yeah, the issue 101. Yeah, I kind of expected more to happen with the town, and I honestly don't get why Rick didn't ask for any supplies from the hilltop before leaving. Like, they went there for supplies. Yeah, Glenn died. Yeah, you're angry at them. Maybe still ask for some supplies. But I guess they got Jesus, so they're good.
Yeah. Well, Yeah, it would be pronounced Jesus. I was just thinking, maybe it's pronounced Jesus.
No, he's called Jesus as a joke.
Yeah, because I was just thinking, it's kind of hard to tell ethnicity. Unless it's actually black or white.
That's true.
He could be Latino, and so they could be calling him Jesus, like Latino.
Jesus.
Like Spanish and Mexican, it's pronounced Jesus, Jesus.
Yeah, you know, I get the distinct impression that Jesus is a white guy.
Oh yeah, he's...
Even though the real Jesus wasn't a white guy, that Jesus is a white guy. But yeah, everything's fine if you have Jesus on your side. Zombie Apocalypse, I'm finding someone, and I'm super gluing a Jesus beard to their face, making them wear a robe. I will have Jesus on my side. Well, then maybe Jesus wouldn't be on my side if I did that. Maybe you'll politely ask someone to be Jesus. Yeah. Okay. So there's not that much to say about issue 101 because not a lot happens. There's this sort of thing where Carl and Sophia say goodbye and they're very much acting like adults.
Yeah.
Like the whole time when they're off to the side and they're kind of, they're acting like an adult couple. But without the couple stuff as much.
Yeah, they're kind
without
of
the
couple-y.
Sexual tension.
Yeah, because they're both 10.
Yeah.
Or something.
So anyways, yeah, that's actually it for me.
Okay, so on to me. So, I guess, yeah, let's start with what you guys picked. So, Steven, what'd you pick from my list?
Oh, from your list?
Yes.
Happy.
Yeah, Happy is weird.
It's Grant Morrison.
Yeah, I know, and it has a lot more fucks in it than I thought Grant Morrison would put in a script.
Oh, fucks.
You're like, I've read quite a few Grant Morrison things, and the amount of fucks in this comic
is excessive.
A little bit. But you know, it makes sense because, you know, it's mobsters and like dirty ex-cops and shit.
Ah.
Yeah, so what the story is so there's a guy named Nick Sachs. He is a former cop and a hitman.
Okay.
He is hired to take out a bunch of like mafioso brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And so he does it. Yeah, like he actually, like when we're first introduced to him,
mm-hmm.
like there's like some girl, like there's some like hooker sucking a guy off.
Ah.
And then he walks in and shoots the guy. She was sucking off. It's like, hey, this guy's a serial killer. He was gonna, as soon as he finished, he was gonna beat you to death with a brick or something.
Ah.
And so it's like, hey, write this down and hang out the window. And nice. so that he kills everyone, but. He was only led to believe there were three targets. There were actually four there, and so one of them got a lucky shot in on him.
Oh no!
But luckily, he had a bulletproof vest on.
Ah!
So he managed to kill that guy, walk outside, and collapse in the snowy streets of New York. And then, as he's being transported by the ambulance, a flying blue cartoon horse appeared in front of him.
Ah!
His name was Happy.
Ah, that's like the title of the comic.
Yeah. So. And so, like Happy is the imaginary friend of some kid. I'm not sure of her relationship to Nick Sachs, but I'm guessing the story's going to be about like him going with Happy to try to save this girl from something horrible and like leading to redemption.
Okay.
But it's just so bizarre describing it.
Yeah, it took a weird turn.
Yeah, like it starts out just so fucking gritty, and then all of a sudden, hi, I'm Happy. It's like, okay, is he on drugs or something? Like, what is going on? Why is this happening? Like, I didn't know imaginary friends were transferable.
No, they're not.
Like, let alone transferable over great distances.
Yeah.
Because the girl was nowhere to be found.
Hmm.
Like, he just said, like, the horse showed up and was like, hey, this kid's in trouble. Help me. I'm here to help you, so don't die. Yeah, that's...
That's,
it is a weird comic.
Yeah, it sounds weird.
But I kind of like it.
Cool.
It's got a very similar art style. Well, to me, anyway, it's got a kind of similar art style to The Boys.
Okay, yeah.
With, like, really dark, really gritty, like, lots of shading on everybody. Like, even on Happy, even... Like, Happy still has... Like, Happy isn't exactly, like... While just, like, looking at it... If you're looking at it from, like, an aesthetic standpoint, like, Happy kind of fits.
Okay.
If you're looking at it, it's like... Why is there a blue cartoon horse?
Mm-hmm.
But he actually is drawn in the exact same style. Like with most other comics, they have like everything in the dark, gritty shit, and then Happy would show up in like some really weird, really cartoony looking art style.
Yeah.
But while he does look really cartoony, it's in the exact same art style as everything else. So he's a really gritty cartoon.
Oh, okay, I get it.
He has like the huge, stupid smile on his face, but he still has like all the shading cross hatching all over him. So it's this really weird. It's this really weird thing that actually helps him feel like part of the world.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre. the more I talk about it, the more weird it gets.
Yeah, it sounds weird.
It's really bizarre. But I really enjoy it.
Hmm. Neat.
Yeah, it kind of has like a mid-90s comic feel to it.
Oh, okay.
Of something like The Mask, where just like this really gritty shit, or like this really horrible shit happening. It's like mob bosses and horrible death and shit, but then there's just this one fucking cartoon in the middle of it all.
Yeah, I get that.
It's like taking that kind of story by putting it in like a 2012 kind of comic.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it. I'm gonna keep reading some more of it.
Cool.
I'm pretty sure it's only a 4-issue miniseries.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's Grant fucking Morrison, dude.
Yeah. He's the best.
Yeah. Wow. So moving on. Bobby Wan, your pick.
My pick was MacGyver. I'm not sure if that's the proper title. I remember it said MacGyver, and I'm like, ha, MacGyver in a comic.
Yep. MacGyver, Fugitive Gauntlet. Yeah, it's weird.
MacGyver.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that the cover is done by the same person who's done a bunch of the like Army of Darkness covers.
Okay.
Because it looks very similar. But yeah, so one day MacGyver gets an email from a friend of his from a professor of his from like college who works at this big like hospital thing, works at this big like medical like, not medical this huge research plant where he is trying to find a way to actually like turn like scorched earth into fertile land for planting, and he actually found a way to do it. So they're able to take like the whole hospitable landscape that's like been destroyed by like fires or some bullshit and actually manage to like grow crops out of it. So I guess this technology is worth like billions of dollars. And so someone shows up and tries to kill MacGyver. Yep, and the professor dies in the process.
Huh.
And then while that is happening, a corporate army from like a bunch of mercs and stuff are breaking into the facility to steal this guy's tech. And so then the doctor's assistant, professor's assistant, who is like a Interpol agent or something, thinks MacGyver's in on it. Or something. It's very bizarre. Like, some guy shows up, is like, I'm here to kill you, tries to shoot MacGyver, misses, hits the professor, and then MacGyver grabs, like, a can of aerosol spray and, like, makes a flamethrower. Because he's MacGyver.
Yeah, that's what MacGyver does.
He can't just, have a gun.
Yeah, and then he, like, locks up in animal cages and he uses his shirt to break out.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's fucking
MacGyver.
Does
he piss on it?
Yeah, he pisses on his shirt, then wraps it around the bars and like twists it so that it'll like uses like a stick or something and twists it so that it'll like bend the bars so he'll be able to squeeze through.
Right.
Because he's MacGyver.
Because that's exactly what happened in Shanghai Noon.
Yeah,
That's why I asked.
Yeah, and then as he escapes, like the Interpol agent realizes, oh wait, you're not evil. So then she gets up on the roof and other security guards show up and stuff. And then she forces a gun into his hand and forces him to take her hostage. Like she's actually holding his arm up with the gun to her head. It's like, this man is holding a gun to my head and saying he's going to kill me. And this guard's like, MacGyver, I don't know. MacGyver, like, what the fuck, man? You don't use a gun. It's like, no, I don't. This bitch is fucking crazy. And he's like, and she just keeps like lying to him. He's like, no, he is lying. He is kidnapping me. We must leave. Everyone back off or I will be dead.
This just reminds me of that scene from Blazing Saddles when the sheriff takes himself hostage. To avoid all the angry white people.
it's real weird. Like it was interesting. It's not exactly the insane level of tech I've been built up to believe MacGyver can do.
Yeah.
But hopefully that'll happen in later issues.
Maybe.
Where like makes a crossbow out of or like makes a fucking crossbow out of like a wire hanger, an elastic band.
He can make a microwave out of a paperclip and a stapler.
He can make it. He can make a tank out of a Hot Wheels truck and some gum.
That's crazy. That's crazy, guys. Come on. That's not possible.
He can make a supercomputer out of a peanut.
I totally didn't think you were going to say peanut.
What do you think I was
going to say? It sounded like another word.
You thought I was going to say penis?
Yes.
No, he can make a nuke out of a penis.
Oh my god.
Just don't ask where I got the penis from.
I don't want to be that penis.
Oh, I just got the worst image of my mind that now needs to be a t-shirt.
Okay. I don't want to be that penis. Get on it, fans.
Yes, if you can make an I don't want to be that penis t-shirt.
Yeah, all we need is it needs to be a guy pelvic thrusting with a mushroom cloud coming out of his crotch.
Oh my god, that's actually amazing. I'm gonna drop that. I want that in my life.
And another fantastic Desktop Prods t-shirt has been born.
God.
So yeah, that MacGyver, it was okay. It was kind of stupid. Especially from like the highly trained police woman who saw a guy and then was immediately like, oh, I don't trust you. You're a bad guy because this guy tried to kill you. So I got to throw you both in prison. I got to throw you both in animal cages and then, oh, wait, no, you're a good guy. Now take me hostage. You know, it's not like she could just leave. Like the whole reason she took him hostage was so she could escape from other cops and security guards. Like, she could have said, hey, I'm a cop, take this chopper, peace. But no, it's here, put this gun to my head. Oh no, he was going to kill me. Mm. Please, will somebody try to save me? Don't try to be a hero. But yeah. So, moving on to the thing I picked before we talk about the one thing we have to talk about. So, this for my pick, I picked Wolverine and the X-Men issue 17.
Wolverine.
This issue was pretty hilarious.
What's this issue?
So, have you been reading Wolverine and the X-Men?
No.
Well, so at the Jean Grey School for Higher Learning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, is this about Dupe?
Yep, it's about Dupe.
Yeah, I heard about this issue.
So at the Jean Grey School for Higher Learning, there's this guy called Dupe. He is a green floating blob thing covered in weird like bumps and shit. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of is there. No one's sure what he does.
Yeah.
And so this issue shows us what he does.
What does Dupe do?
He does a lot.
Oh, sick.
Like, he stops an Aryan regime of bowlers.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like the Fourth Reich. Who bowl every Thursday night.
Neat.
Yeah, he stops them, and then he has sex with half the women on campus.
Dupe! Getting it done.
Yeah, like, it actually shows him, like, he's dressed up as a plumber leaving some woman's house after having sex with her. And then he shows him as a French maid leaving some guy's house after he has sex with him.
Awesome.
And then, like, Warbird?
Yeah.
Shows up and is like, my room, 5 minutes, I'll bring the broken glass and the battery cables.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's just the issue. Like, him going out and solving shit before it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
Then fucking somebody. Then everyone asking, what does he do?
Dupe's the best.
And then Wolverine's like, he does what he does. Now leave it alone.
Wolverine just lets it happen.
Yeah, like, and the shit Wolverine went through to try to get him on board.
Really?
Like, he went polar diving, I guess, which is what you call it, where you, like run, or, like, in, like, just a speedo and, like, jump into, like, a hole in the ice.
Oh my god.
He dressed up as Cyclops in a one-man show.
Neat.
Yeah, oh man. I really like Dupe.
Dupe's the best.
Yeah, and like, this was also like a running joke. Like a couple issues that were like Wolverine the X-Men related, it showed Dupe somehow seducing people over and over again.
Awesome.
Yeah, oh man, it was a good issue. It was a fun issue.
Awesome.
Yeah, so Wolverine the X-Men issue 17. Guys, check that shit out. It is awesome. But it's also a bit weird because issue 16 and issue 18 are both Avengers vs. X-Men tie-ins, but this one isn't.
So
I just wanted to have a dupe story.
He just in the middle of the thing is like, hey, she's getting a little too heavy. Why do you see this green? Why do you see this green blob thing? Fuck everybody.
Yeah.
Like I'm not even entirely sure what his powers are. Like
his powers is that he's dupe.
Yeah, like when it shows him like leaving these people's houses, you just see a green floating blob in these costumes. But what do the people see? Like, do the people who are having sex with him actually see him as the floating green blob, or do they see him as whatever they want, as whatever like would get into their pants fast enough? Or is Dupe just that good?
I think Dupe's just that good.
Yeah, and it's hilarious because Dupe doesn't speak English. Like even in the text, it's never translated. It's just symbols.
Really?
Yeah.
Neat.
It's just all symbols. I have no idea what the hell he's saying. People are just reacting to it. So you could try. And so I've been like trying to figure out what the hell he's been saying, and I have no idea. But oh man, I love Dupe. But yeah. So Wolverine and the X-Men issue 17. Check that shit out. Now moving on to the mandatory stuff we got to talk about: Avengers vs. X-Men 12.
Yeah.
It's over now.
Yeah, it ended.
Yeah.
They fought.
Yeah, Cyclops absorbed all of the Phoenix and then turned into Dark Phoenix.
Who saw that coming?
And then Hope absorbed the Phoenix and turned to White Phoenix.
Huh.
And then Hope and Scarlet Witch destroyed the Phoenix.
Huh.
And then brought back mutants.
Oh, she brought them back?
Yeah, Hope absorbed the Phoenix from Scott.
Yeah.
And then she started flying around and fixing most of the damage that he did.
Good.
And he's like, hey, I'm the White Phoenix. I'm going to fix everything. And then Scarlet Witch is like, no, you can't control the Phoenix. It's too bad. Like, so they took her hands and they both said, no more Phoenix.
No more Phoenix.
And then Phoenix like flew up into the sky and then exploded.
Awesome.
And then all the fire from the Phoenix started going out and like going into other people and making them into mutants.
Mm-hmm.
Mutants again.
Yeah, and Cyclops is now in prison.
Yeah, good. I hope he gets raped.
Fuck that guy. He might get raped. Like he has this. Like he actually can't use his powers anymore. Like he has this huge fucking thing on his head that looks like
he's got like a helmet that covers his eyes.
Yeah, like it has like a ruby quartz like lens thing on his face, but then like there's also attached like a giant helmet.
Yeah, so like he can't just take it off or whatever.
Yeah, there's also a power dampener on it. Which means, which means even if they take it off, like even if he tries to use his powers, it'll hurt.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure, I'm not sure if that was in AVX 12 or AVX Consequences.
I think it was in Consequences.
Yeah, in Consequences, there was a guy who, like, was part of like a privately owned, who like owned the, was like the warden of the privately owned prison, and like the R&D guys actually found a way to like suppress mutant abilities.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be trying to sell those things now instead of Sentinels.
Yeah.
Because, what's worse? Giant killer robots or collars that are meant to hurt you if you try to do something you're born with?
Which is worse?
Yeah.
Robots.
Yeah, robots are always worse.
Because robots break other things also. Because they're giant robots.
Yeah, well, the giant robots can still do shit.
I don't know. I think giant robots is a bit excessive.
Yeah, the giant excessive.
The giant robots are, yeah, definitely, you know, how much property damage do they freaking cause when taking in a single mutant?
Probably yeah. Millions of dollars.
Just get man-sized robots.
And yet everybody is like why don't you just make like normal dude-sized robots? Like in
Because
like,
they gotta be giant robots.
Like in fucking Ultimate X-Men, the Nimrods are just dude-sized.
But they gotta be giant robots. Because then they can see farther.
They have robot eyes and they can fly. They can just fly up, use the robot eyes to see around the fucking world. And it's like, okay, got a mutant.
As another note, it would probably be easier for these smaller robots to fly. When the big sentinels fly, that probably uses up a lot more fuel or energy.
Yeah. At this point, it would use less energy and probably emit less greenhouse gases. So they fight global warming. So they fight global warming by creating smaller robots,
smaller sentinels. Do it for the planet.
Yes,
I like the collar idea. That seems easier.
It's just fucking seriously. Like Jesus Christ, what? Fucking people.
People, am I right?
And it kind of fucking sucks because at this point, I'm actually kind of siding with the people. Like, a lot of these mutants, they, like,
what do you mean?
Like, a lot of these mutants, they knew what the Phoenix was, they knew what the Phoenix did, and they still said, yeah, I'm a side with these guys.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know, there's... Everyone knew Phoenix has never before done something good.
No,
it's always been bad things, but I don't know why people are like, yeah. No. This time it'll be okay.
These people knew that the Phoenix was coming along and destroying every planet in its way.
Yeah.
Although technically...
They're like, no, this time it's going to be good.
Technically, if you want to get into it, Cyclops was right. As much as it pains me to say that...
A t-shirt the Phoenix... has already been made.
The Phoenix did bring back the mutants.
Because someone destroyed it.
It's two ends for a mean.
Still, kind of as a direct result of Hope getting the Phoenix,
yeah.
Mutants yeah, came but, back.
Well, as a direct result of Hope getting the Phoenix and Scarlet Witch being alive. If it was up to Cyclops, Scarlet Witch would be dead.
Yeah, because Cyclops is mean.
Yeah, so Cyclops was wrong there. It's like, Hope is the only one who can save us, but no, she needed the Scarlet Witch there.
Captain America is always right.
Fuck that shit.
Right,
no, he's not.
Civil War, and he was right this time.
He's right sometimes.
Has he been wrong?
In the idea of locking up Hope to keep her safe from the Phoenix.
No, I didn't. Oh.
That was the Avengers' plan. They were there to get Hope and put her in like a secure bunker so the Phoenix could get to her.
Yeah, well.
And then they went to the moon.
As one would do.
With Hope. Yeah. Oh, but yeah. So, Avengers vs. X-Men is over, and a bunch of other series have started, like Uncanny Avengers, which I've also read, and yeah, it was okay.
I saw the preview for it, I almost bought it, but then I didn't.
Yeah, like, it leads up to a fantastic last page.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh God! Like, it's the red. I want.
You already said Red Skull.
Yeah, I know, but
you already spoiled it.
Red Skull is on the cover of issue 2 that's already been released.
Oh, okay.
But what he's doing, I want to talk about it, but I can't. Because it's a relatively new issue, and I don't want to spoil it yet.
Yeah. I was gonna ask something, but I forgot.
Yeah, so that's going to do it for what we've been reading. Now, on to the news.
News,
hooray!
News.
Yeah, so Hugo Weaving doesn't want to be the Red Skull again.
That's not news. Like, it is news, but he said that when he made the first one. He said, like, I don't like these kind of movies anymore.
Anymore?
Like, because he did, like, V for Vendetta and, like, all these big movies. And he's like, I don't want to do big movies anymore. I'm kind of tired of it.
Yeah, so yeah, he said he didn't want to be the villain in any further Captain America or Avengers movies.
God damn it, he signed on for
three, I think, but he's like, if I got my choice, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that does for that piece of news. On the next one. Yeah, so Jeff Lemire is having a new series brought out by Vertigo. So it'll be called Trillium, and it is bizarre.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, a Jeff Lemire story's a bit bizarre.
Oh, yes, that's true. That dude's whack.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, Jeff Lemire is the guy who made, did Sweet Tooth, which was that comic that's, I think, still running about the guy with deer antlers. He also did he also worked on Animal Man, which is the new, like, the reboot of it for the New 52, and he also worked a bit on Justice League Dark.
Right.
Yeah, so he's going to be having a new series called Trillium, which is a sci-fi love story through time.
Oh my god.
He's also going to be doing the art for it too, which... You know, his art is weird. For some stories, I really like it. Like, for Sweet Tooth, I thought it worked really well. But then for something like Essex County, it was kind of a bit eh.
Mm-hmm.
Because it had, like, this really, like, like really deeply emotional story, but like, everyone looks like they have like weird head tumors.
Aww.
But yeah, so yeah, so the series focuses on two different points in time and two different characters. So in one is the year 3797, and a botanist named Nika Temsmith is researching a species of strange plant-based life forms on a remote science station near the outermost rims of colonized space. And I'm just reading this directly from the thing.
So, yeah.
And then the other one, it's the year 1921, and war scarred explorer William Pike leads an expedition into the dense jungles of Peru in search of the fabled Lost Temple of the Incas, an elusive sanctuary said to have strange healing properties. Two disparate souls separated by thousands of years and hundreds of millions of miles. Yet they will fall in love and, as a result, bring about the end of the universe.
That was a cool way to read that.
Yeah. Even though reality is unraveling all around them, nothing can pull them apart. This isn't just a love story. It's the last love story ever told.
Oh my god, that sounds intense.
It actually does sound really cool, and I'm looking forward to this.
That sounds amazing!
Yeah, the idea, like, it actually, like, the last love story ever told is actually the tagline. It's actually, like, pretty much a subtitle on all these. Like, they've released two covers,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, Jeff Lemire, Trillium, the last love story ever told.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. Like, I like Jeff Lemire as a writer.
Yeah, me too.
And his art at times can work.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks like one of those times it'll be able to work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's gonna be coming out in 2013.
That's so far away.
Yeah, we haven't got an official release date for that yet.
Mm.
Yeah. So, moving on to the next Vertigo story. Scott Snyder and Sean Murphy have been working together to bring the new series The Wake.
The Wake.
Yeah, so Scott Snyder, for those who don't know, is the guy who wrote American Vampire, is currently writing Batman and also Swamp Thing.
Ooh. Also, he's got a new book coming soon.
Yeah, The Wake.
No. No, he's going to be doing a Superman book with Jim Lee.
Yeah, he's going to be doing fucking Superman.
But go on with The Wake.
Yeah, and so artist Sean Murphy, he's the guy who did the art for Punk Rock Jesus and Joe the Barbarian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to be bringing the series called The Wake. So, beneath the surface, set amidst the claustrophobic yet beautiful and sweeping oceanscapes, a discovery is made that will reveal a secret mythology. Full of suspense and horror, The Wake is an underwater sci-fi epic like none other. So, yeah, it's underwater sci-fi horror.
Spooky.
All right.
Yeah, it sounds okay.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. And I fucking love Scott Snyder. He is a fantastic author. Like I'm pretty sure right now he's actually writing Rot World along with the guys who are working on Animal Man.
Yeah. They're doing that as buddies.
Yeah, so now he has two big like crossover events happening.
Oh yeah.
At the same time, and oh man. Yeah, this is gonna be good.
He's the best.
So yeah, so The Wake is gonna be coming out in 2013 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So keep with DC. They're canceling another four books.
Oh yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, so far in all of the releases, they've canceled 11 series.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're up to 15. Because they have canceled Blue Beetle, Grifter, Frankenstein, Agent of Shade, and Legion Lost. So, did you guys read any of those?
No.
I read Frankenstein.
Currently?
Not currently. I just read, like,
an issue. I thought they ended Frankenstein.
No, Frankenstein is actually... Frankenstein currently has a Rot World tie-in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I read one issue of Frankenstein for the Review 52.
And you never read any of others. But yeah, I've been reading Blue Beetle. I've really been liking it. And it's a shame they're canceling it. Because apparently Blue Beetle and Grifter, which is another series that are being canceled, which I did not like when I first read it.
Yeah.
They're actually currently DC's like lowest selling titles.
Yeah, Grifter's been down there for a while.
Yeah, but Blue Beetle? Come on, Blue Beetle.
Yeah, well,
Blue Beetle's awesome.
Yeah, I like Ted Kord, but
yeah.
No one cares about Ted Kord, I guess.
Yeah, but Ted Kord didn't have a alien exoskeleton suit that could fire lightning out of its head.
No, he didn't.
He just had yellow goggles and a onesie.
Yeah, and a cool, like, flying thing.
Yeah, so while a lot of these titles are being canceled because they are, like, low-selling on the list, according to Vice President of Sales at DC Comics, Bob Wayne, they aren't just being canceled because of that. They've also been canceled because they don't have anywhere else to go with the story.
That's dumb. That's a dumb reason.
Yeah, so according to an interview he did with CBR, there's always going to be some pressure on whether or not the new idea being pitched is maybe more exciting than another series we have that may have already told its story.
Mm.
That might mean it's maybe time to put that title on the shelf for a while or have the characters migrate into some other title.
That's fair enough. Because Blue Beetle is also supposed to be in Threshold.
Which we'll be talking about in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he continued. So there's not really a hard and fast rule where there's a line in the sand and where it falls below this point on the diamond chart, or it doesn't make this percentage of X, it's gone. It's really very story driven.
I guess that's fair, but like that's when you bring like a new writer and artist team and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But oh well.
Yeah, so Blue Beetle, Grifter, Frankenstein, and Legion Lost be ending in January 13 with their number 16 issues. Yeah, so and speaking of DC, still. Yeah, so DC announces Threshold, which will be written by Keith Giffens. And with art by somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it'll be focusing on Larfleeze, Ancient Orange, who is the current only Orange Lantern, and also was a member of the New Guardians for a little while.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, Larfleeze.
Yeah.
You so, tired of Larfleeze? We're not. Let's give more.
Oh, Scott Collins is the artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Giffen said about the book, so a lot of people have been describing Threshold as a bit more of a humorous book than a lot of the other comics in the New 52 lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And so Giffen said, yeah, there's always going to be humor in everything I do, but with Larfleeze, he's just such an outrageous character that you can do a lot with him. His first adventure is going to be dark humor because he is, of course, greedy and self-centered and mean. So if you find that funny, then you're going to find this story hilarious.
And it's in space.
Yep. So Threshold, yeah, so Threshold's going to be coming out in January.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, moving on. Mary Jane is going to be in The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I knew it.
Yep. Yeah.
I knew she would.
Yeah, so she's going to be played by Shailene Woodley, who people would know from The Descendants and The Secret Life of the American Teenager. She was the one that got knocked up.
Yeah, that show is getting canceled.
Yep.
So it's good she might have this job.
Yeah, so she is currently in talks to star as Mary Jane Watson. Who for most people, like most people believe, is like Peter Parker's first love, but no, it's Gwen Stacy.
It's Gwen Stacy.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's usually the one that people associate with Peter Parker.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't see why.
Because Gwen Stacy died before comics got really popular in the mainstream.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, I guess I'm glad that Gwen's not... was it big in like TV and stuff? Because then they would have brought her back from the dead, and that'd be dumb.
Yeah, but they did bring her back from the dead for a second. Like, Jackal cloned her, and then didn't like Norman Osborn rape her or something.
Maybe. They were going to do it actually in One More Day. They're going to bring back Gwen. They're either going to bring back Gwen or Harry, and they chose Harry to bring back.
Yeah, well, actually, Gwen did come back in House of M.
Yes. Well, that doesn't count.
It was really good. I really liked that.
I did too, because, oh man, House of M was so depressing for Peter.
Yeah.
Because he remembered it all, and he was like, why would you do that? It made me so angry.
Yeah, it's like in the Fallout when fucking like Quicksilver was going around and doing everything. Peter Parker was going to fucking murder him.
Yeah, he was so mad. It was, yeah, he got really upset.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm betting, Amazing Spider-Man 2 is probably going to be in, like, college.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, there's another part of the news of that article you didn't read.
Yeah, I was getting to it.
Yeah, I interrupted you.
Yeah, so Sony also reported that they're looking to cast Harry Osborn. And they nowhere who they're getting to cast that. And also that the villain for the sequel might be Electro.
That's exciting.
Yep, which I'm just saying, called it.
Yes, you did. You did call that.
Yes, you did call that. I distinctly remember you calling that.
Because I said Hydro Man, and you're like, nah.
Nah,
Electro.
Nah, son, Electro, because lightning and shit.
Yeah, I like Electro, so I'm okay with this.
Yeah, so Amazing Spider-Man 2 is still set for release date of May 2nd, 2014. So, moving on. The RZA is going to be directing an adaptation of Grant Morrison's Happy.
Neat.
Yeah, so the RZA, for people who don't know, is part of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Sorry.
Who is a rap group. he did all the music for like the Afro Samurai anime. And
which
he also
was good.
Yeah, he's also directing and starring in The Man with the Iron Fists. Which
I heard that's supposed to be awesome.
I am really excited for that one.
I didn't watch the trailer, but I've heard amazing things.
Like Russell Crowe's in it. It's like a guy with some weird like rotating knife gun.
Oh my god.
Like Batista from the WWE is in it. He can like turn himself into gold.
Oh my god.
Lucy Liu has like an army of hookers.
I love Lucy Liu.
Yeah, she has like the katana fans from Mortal Kombat.
I love armies of hookers.
Yeah, oh man, it's just, it looks so fucking insane. And like the intro sequence in the trailer when you see the RZA like hammering the bolts of his iron fists into his arms.
Cool, I'm gonna look for that.
Yeah, so anyway, he has signed on to direct the adaptation of Grant Morrison's comic about a hitman who starts seeing a flying blue horse. Yeah, so the RZA teaming up with Grant Morrison and Reginald Hudlin, who's a producer on The Man with the Iron Fists. Yeah, so RZA's directing the movie, Hudlin's producing it, and Morrison is actually going to be penning the script himself.
That's good.
Yeah, so the project currently isn't set up anywhere. The plan is for RZA and Hudlin and Morrison to develop the film into a thing and then start shopping it around to different studios and financiers.
That's also good.
Yeah, so I'm excited. Yeah, so moving on. Three more characters have been added to the roster of Injustice Gods Among Us, the fighting game from Warner Brothers and NetherRealm that I'm actually really looking forward to.
It looks cool.
Yeah, so the roster, as it stands, I believe, consists of Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman, The Flash, Solomon Grundy, Harley Quinn, Catwoman, Nightwing, and Cyborg.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's what it's up to now.
Yeah.
And, well, now we actually have three more. So first up, there's the Green Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Who we have a gameplay trailer for.
Which looked really cool.
Yeah. And so I'm guessing they add him in because TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we also have Green Lantern and the Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those two are in it. And we haven't seen any gameplay from them, but I'm guessing that the Green Lantern's gonna be like a kind of like a heavy style fighter, like a Cyborg or something, and Superman, and then the Joker's gonna be like more like a nimble fighter like Nightwing.
Yeah. Those I heard a like rumor that calls. Robin might be in it.
Robin, maybe. What did you say, Bobby?
I said those both seem like pretty good calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of had similar roles in MK versus DCU.
Oh, yeah.
And plus, it's just my general video game intuition. Yes, right.
Hmm.
Yes.
Analyzing video games, or...
Yeah. So, they also released some box art, which has Dr. Doom on the cover.
What?
I see Dr. Doom. It is a guy with gray skin Oh, no, wait. Is that Green Arrow? Oh, yeah, it's Green Arrow. Wait. He looks a lot like Dr. Doom.
Huh? Oh, yeah, at the bottom?
Yeah, on the cover, like.
Totally Green Arrow.
He looked kind of like Doctor Doom. I didn't see the bow.
He does look a lot like Doctor Doom.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah. So yeah, this game is gonna be coming out, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really excited for this game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Injustice Gods Among Us is gonna be coming out for the PS3, 360, and Wii U in April 2013.
Wii U.
Yep, the Wii U.
A Wii U. That's a awesome system.
Yeah, and so Marvel has announced another three series in their Marvel Now initiative. Yeah, so first up, we have Young Avengers. So this was teased as amateurs. It's going to be written by Kieran Gillen with art by Jamie McKelvey.
Mm-hmm.
So the lineup for the team is going to be Loki, Miss America, Kate Bishop, Novar, Wiccan, and Hulkling. And so Gillen said in an interview with CBR that more characters will be joining the team, but he wants to keep the team small, or at the very least, smaller than the Uncanny X-Men team he has.
Is it big?
It's the X-Men.
That's true.
They live on an asteroid.
Yeah.
That's above Atlantis.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so... Another thing, each issue of the series will have some additional content that's available through the Marvel AR app.
I don't have that app.
Because Marvel has an augmented reality app.
Lame.
Yeah, and so I'm kind of nonplussed about all this. I don't know much about the Young Avengers. The only thing I really know or have any kind of investment in is the Wiccan and Hulkling relationship that was going on because I read the Children's Crusade.
Yeah. I've never heard of this new Miss America, so I'm intrigued by that.
She's black.
Yeah, she is. And I like Kate Bishop.
Yeah, of course, Kate Bishop.
And the variant cover for the number one is by Brian Lee O'Malley, and it looks amazing.
Yeah,
they're all like a club.
Yeah, is it weird that Loki's in it?
Apparently, Loki gets the team together.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. It's just really weird, because I started, reading into Loki, and, yeah, it was bizarre. Loki died and then, possessed Sif's body, and then was, reborn as, a teenager, and then went into the House of Mystery.
Yeah, he went good.
Yeah, because that's
because he's, a kid, so they re-raised him pretty much.
So that's what the god of lies and trickery does. He just... Make him a kid, he goes good.
Yes.
Anyway, Young Avengers number one goes on sale in January
2013. Yeah.
Yeah, so moving on to the Frank Cho series, which I'm looking forward to. Savage Wolverine number one.
Yeah. I saw this title and I was like, they already have a Savage Hawkman. Why can't they use a different word? I know it's DC, but
let's take a place at the Savage Lands.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, and so Frank Cho described the series as an Indiana Jones / Cthulhu type story.
That sounds terrifying.
It sounds awesome.
It does.
And Shaun of the She-Devil is going to be in it.
That's cool.
Yeah, Cho described it as Wolverine is Indiana Jones and Shauna is Marion Ravenwood.
That's cool.
It's going to be so amazing.
The cover looks really neat.
Yeah, the cover's really good, and I like Frank Cho as an artist. I am not sure, I haven't read enough of his stuff, to have an opinion on his art, on his writing.
Yeah.
I read a Shaun of the She-Devil story, but I'm mostly focusing on the art.
Yeah.
And actually, just look at the cover. I just realized, they have Snicked written on the cover.
Yeah, I just saw that. That's great.
Yeah,
They've written a good Wolverine story. They have captured the character. Wait, does the cover say Bub?
No.
Yeah. It's implied on his
halfway
face.
Halfway there.
Yeah.
It's implied on his face.
He just said Bub, and then he went into an action pose.
Yeah. So, Savage Wolverine is going to be going on sale January 2013. Now. Yep.
I'm so angry.
Superior Spider-Man. It may not even be Peter Parker.
It's not.
Yeah, so it was teased as Superior. It's going to be written by Dan Slott. So the first three issues are going to have art by Ryan Stegman, who I don't know if I've read anything of his, so I don't know about his art.
Yeah.
But Humberto Ramos and Giuseppe Camuncoli, they're going to be switching off between main art. They're going to be switching off between doing the art duty week to week.
Mm-hmm.
So at least once every other week, I'll get some awesome art from Humberto Ramos.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about Giuseppe's art.
I think... Giuseppe did the cover, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, Slott did an interview with USA Today and talked about the new series. So he said, I've always been the omniscient hand that's been protecting Spider-Man and Peter, that's been protecting Peter Parker and Spider-Man, and not letting anything too bad happen to him. And now I've become this cruel god. There's something exciting about that. about going, here's what's going to happen to you, Spider-Man. And it's drastic, and it's big, and it's exciting, and it's never been done before. So yeah, Spider-Man's all dark and shit.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's also going to be getting a new costume, which will tie into some new abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Because this may even be an entirely new Peter, maybe an entirely new Spider-Man who has different abilities.
Yeah.
Because fuck.
I'm so not happy.
Because everyone knows Spider-Man's current skill set is not sufficient.
Yeah, you know.
He gets little,
Super strength, super speed, ability to stick to walls, spider sense, spider foo.
Yeah, spider foo. And yeah. Webs and stuff.
Well, the webs aren't really power.
Yeah, but he made them.
Yeah, he's also a fucking genius.
Yeah. Fuck. And his suit is black instead of blue, and the back spider's all pointy, as his mask eyes are like goggles now. And he gets little claws on his fingers and on his big toe.
I do somewhat forgive the goggles for eyes in one case. No,
the goggles for eyes is cool.
Yeah.
So wait, they're just turning him into Spider-Man 2099?
The rumor might, like, some people are thinking it might be actually Spider-Man 2099. Like, that might actually be who it is.
That is
Which
stupid.
I'm so not cool with.
That is stupid.
It's very stupid. Some people might think it might be a new Miles Morales. But the cover for number two shows that he's white.
Okay.
I'm
actually surprised Marvel hadn't just come out already and told us whether or not the new Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
They're keeping this surprisingly under wraps.
Yeah, which makes me nervous.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay. Peter. What some people think, because we know that Doc Ock finds out that Peter is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Some people think Peter is going to get his limbs ripped off.
What? No. No.
And replaced with Doc Ock arms, maybe.
That's fucking stupid.
It is. And I really hope it's not that, but like, honestly, anything I'm reading, I'm like, what if that's actually what's gonna happen?
Well, they did like during Spider Island, they did like set up the idea that now people can figure out who Spider-Man is.
Yeah.
So it might be just like Doc Ock reveals his identity of the world, he goes into hiding or something.
I'd be okay with that, because then there's a chance he can come back.
Yeah, just like the new Spider-Man's a bit too dark, and the Spider-Man shows up is like, the fuck you doing?
Yeah. Some people might think it's Alpha.
Yeah.
Which...
Because no.
Yeah, see? There you go. You thought it through.
Yeah, I did. It took me a second to actually realize what you said.
Yeah.
But like, no, fuck you.
Honestly, there's no... unless they made it literally an entire new person, there's nothing I can think through that would make this not be awful. And it, like, still not be Peter.
Maybe Ben Reilly's not dead.
I don't care about Ben Reilly.
Maybe Harry Osborn is finally stabbed. It's like, fucking I'm Spider-Man.
That'd be awful. Oh my god.
Maybe it's Mary Jane. There's like a dude.
No, because issue number two, he's kissing Mary Jane. And, oh yeah, and Dan Slott's like, hey, you guys want Spider-Man and Mary Jane get back together?
Fuck you. Fuck
it's
you.
It's gonna happen.
Fuck you.
But Peter's not Spider-Man.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
That's totally what he said.
Fuck him.
Yeah, I know. Don't say fuck me, because I didn't say it.
I was saying fuck you to the statement.
Okay. Because, yeah, I'm like, what? Why would you even do that?
No,
trying to make people mad at you.
No, fuck you. Fuck. That's all I can say. I keep trying to verbalize opinion, and it just keeps coming out as fuck.
Yeah. It's just really silly.
It's really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And it really sucks. This guy's really good at writing Spider-Man.
He is. He's really good at it. And, like, the art is going to be good.
Yeah, Humberto Ramos, dude. Come on.
Yeah, like, all the pieces are there, but they're like, let's not make Peter Spider-Man, though. Let's make it someone else.
Yeah.
Vuh-vuh-vuh-vuh is right. Yeah, bumblebee noises. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that does it for news.
Yeah.
Ending on a real downer.
Yeah. Spider-Man's probably gonna suck.
Yeah. Oh, you are.
And, I'm tired.
Yep, yeah, and that's gonna do it for us.
Neat.
Yeah, so, as always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us at Death's Door Prods. I am at Deadman underscore DD Prods. We have at Bubby One, at Steven underscore TC. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Death's Door Prods. And you can subscribe to us on YouTube at youtube.com/Death's Door Prods. Visit youtube.com/Bubby One and youtube.com/Dr. Thorhaz.
That's right.
And we're also on iTunes. Please subscribe to us, leave us some reviews, let us know what you want to see more of, less of, etc. And yeah, so this week. Same day to seal this up, we're going to be hosting up another Personal Issues, this time talking about something that isn't DC related.
Ooh.
Yeah. Then we have on Friday the movies podcast, as well as our commentary track for Army of Darkness, which is going to be awesome.
Yay.
Then on Sunday, we're going to have the Anything Cast live at 5 p.m. Eastern at allgames.com. Please join us at allgames.com/chat. It'll just be us this week. No special guest.
Oh.
Yeah, like, it was weird because a couple weeks ago we had a special guest, then we had no Anything Cast because we couldn't actually broadcast, then we had another special guest, so it's never been just us talking. Like, these guys are very quiet during interviews.
No.
Well, yeah, you tend to be the one with the questions, and yeah, sometimes it's just there's not much opportunity to speak up. I gotta admit though, there are a couple times that I'm like literally just about to say something, and I take just that fraction of a second too long in saying it, and you start talking again.
Let me know if you have a question then, like, just pipe in. Yeah. So then we'll be also at some point we're gonna be having Bobby Wan's next fanfic grab bag. Is that gonna be this week or next week?
This week. It'll be up sometime this week.
Okay. Yeah, and then on Tuesday we're gonna be having the video games podcast. And then on Wednesday, also next week, we're going to be having the new Personal Issues new Aimless Wanderings from Budgetron. And then the anime podcast, as well as the anime club supplement this week, that we're going to be watching Kamen no Maid Guy. Because, yeah, that's going to be insane. So, until all that, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi Wan.
And I'm Steven.
See you guys next time.